Hello, this 5 minutes the prophet has the word of God, episode 99, and I'm rejoicing here because we're hitting 100. I'm very, very excited about that. If you try to do something, like, you see how it is, like, to be able to do it, it's like, what's 5 minutes? 5 minutes, 5 minutes every day, it takes a lot from you. And it will show whether you'll be able to do it all the time or whether you won't have gaps, because sometimes the time is just not what you have to do, is so much, and then you have to do it. So it really tells a lot on you when you are doing it, especially, I mean, as I do live programs, I also see that live programs is not a simple thing. So this podcast, although it's 5 minutes every day, is a daily thing, and it taxes us. When you do it, you see that it takes from you. But I believe that as it's taken from me, it's given to you. So that's the most important thing. All I want is that you're hearing and you're blessed, and it's getting working in your spirit. It's working on you. Okay, so let's go back to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That is Hebrews 4, 12. So in the previous episode, we're looking at the scripture. We're looking at it. It was 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, that talks about all scripture is given by inspiration of God. But before we come to that aspect, we want to look at the preceding verse so that we can understand this all scripture is given. I don't want to just like take it take it like that, but I want us to look at it holistically. So verse 15 says that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures. We've dealt with that every child can learn the scriptures, and adults, if children can learn, then the adult can, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Salvation is the big subject, which is through faith, salvation through faith, which, and then I came to the most important words you will find in the New Testament. The most important words you will find in the New Testament. You know, when I was very young, I was introduced to Kenneth Hagin books. And I became born again when I was 16 years. So in those times, that was the diet. That was what we read. And I remember Kenneth Hagin specifically saying that He was advised, he was told that pick your Bible and go to the epistles and everything that said in Christ Jesus, that you should underline them and pick all these scriptures and read them. I thought, I'm going to pick my Bible and now underline in Christ Jesus. Oh, it doesn't really matter. I can still read my Bible, and if I can go to heaven, that's all. How I wish I had done it as a young girl. How I wish. So if you're listening to me, it's not too late for you to pick your Bible and do what he said we should do. That is, pick your Bible and begin to pick every scripture. And when it says in Christ Jesus, just underline. You can even get a special pencil, pen, or whatever, a certain color. And when you pick your Bible, you open it. And right now, you can use your electronic Bible. You can just color it in Christ. Because the whole Bible hinges on these words. I'm telling you, the scriptures, they hinge on it. It's an amazing truth, though. And I cannot, is it? I intentionally want to say it in a certain way that perhaps by God's grace, may God catch your attention. I pray for you. I really pray. May God catch your attention. Because this in Christ, it is the key that opens up the Bible for you, that opens up the finished work of Christ, how that Christ was crucified, how that he died, how that he was buried, how that he rose from the grave to become the first begotten from the dead. He's no more the only begotten Son. And now his ministry, he's seated in heavenly places. And again, in Christ Jesus, again in Christ Jesus, far above all principality. When you go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, was a prayer Paul prayed for the church in Ephesus. The Holy Spirit is praying the same prayer for us in Christ. I cannot overemphasize it. It is a post-resurrection truth. And it is the key that opens up what Christ has done for us in Christ Jesus. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.